The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by the leader of Boundless Way Pittsburgh Practice Group, Senior Assistant Teacher, Jenny Smith.
So I would like to make a mashup of our two Shito texts from the liturgy book. I think that's what they call it when you combine pieces from different sources. So from the harmony of relative and absolute, if you do not see the way, you do not see it even as you walk on it. And from the Song of the Grassroots Hermitage, in just this place, a Mahayana Bodhisattva trusts without doubt. Yesterday, I was walking in the garden, and I went and stood under the katsura leaves over at the end of the shuffleboard patio. And I was looking at the light coming down through the leaves and trying to catch a whiff of its fragrance. And the leaves were so perfect and unblemished. But I saw one mottled leaf that looked like it didn't even come from the same tree. And then there was one leaf that had some brown spots on the back. So I went to investigate, and I saw it was stuck to another leaf from an adjacent twig. And I pulled them apart, and there was, it was held together by silk. And there was a green caterpillar and had woven the leaves together. And I felt like I had intruded on a private sanctuary, and I stuck them back together, but they didn't stick very well. And left it alone, but this triggered a lot of thoughts in me. One thing that I love, the katsura trees, and I've planted a couple of them in Pittsburgh, and I know some other temple members have planted them around, and they're not native, so I worry about that. Am I planting an invasive species? And I imagine 500 years from now, when they take over North America, they'll blame this one Zen sect. The problem with the non-native trees is that they have unblemished leaves that the local insects can't feed on them, and they don't really support the local species. So I was kind of encouraged to see a caterpillar making a home in the katsura tree, and I was thinking, well, maybe they've learned to live with the local insects, and they will host them, and the caterpillars will feed the birds, and they'll blend in. I have mixed feelings about invasive species there. I've been involved in some projects where we go remove them from the woods, and it just seems ridiculous, just a losing battle to pull up these plants that there are hundreds of thousands of and have half a dozen old women pulling up a few dozen here and there. And we don't really know. Maybe this is how things are supposed to go. And we are members of the most invasive species of all. But the other thing I was thinking about when I saw the caterpillar was metamorphosis. Sometimes I think it would be so neat if we humans had metamorphosis. And I was thinking we really do. It just happens at a pace, and it's the stages aren't so well defined, but we really do change continuously throughout our lives. And even we recognize people from photographs with different ages of them, but even as an adult, like even 20 years ago, I can hardly recognize myself. And I don't mean the photograph. I mean the things I believed and the things I valued. And of course, physical metamorphosis happens too. In Pennsylvania we have these tent caterpillars, and they all live in the same cocoon. It's this big thing, I don't know, about like the size of a quart container. Big tent made out of silk, and I hated them in the 80s and 90s because I thought they were the enemies of the trees. But now I'm not so sure, because they feed the birds and they co-evolved with the trees, and they make these really neat mathematical 3D shapes with the tents. And I came across on the back of a walnut leaf. A walnut leaf is compound, but on the back of one little leaflet of a walnut leaf, these weren't tent caterpillars, but just hundreds of little tiny caterpillars. And that was probably in the 21st century. And I had the thought, oh, I could just take this leaf and throw it in the pond and save all those caterpillars from eating that tree. But I didn't. Instead, I just took a picture of it. So it was something to see. And back to the metamorphosis. I think it's what's happening here. I don't really understand metamorphosis, but the caterpillar goes into a chrysalis, maybe some species have that, and kind of all the chemicals in the body dissolve and get reorganized, and a moth comes out. And you can kind of recognize they look like completely different creatures, but there were some spotting patterns maybe on the caterpillar, and there will be a spotting pattern on the wings of the moth, and you can kind of almost recognize individuals the way we can recognize adults we know from their childhood photographs. It's completely different creatures. And I think that might be what's happening to us here in this Zendo, that we're kind of, our beliefs and our habits and our understandings are kind of taken apart and rearranged into a new creature. We don't know how to drive it, and we don't understand it. And like the tent caterpillars, we're all in the same cocoon together. and this is happening, and it's a miraculous thing. So, whether or not it makes sense, I go back to the mashup. If you don't see the way, you don't see it even as you walk on it. In just this place, a Mahayana Bodhisattva trusts without doubt. Thank you.